Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So I want to make sure, because I've heard different pronunciations of your name. I've heard Trevon, Trayvon. For clarification, for those who don't know, how do you say your first name?
However you want to say it. You can say Trevon or you can say Trayvon. It's the same thing to me.
Oh, man. I have a go back and forth with one of my co-hosts, Chris Arnold. He's like, it's Trayvon. I'm like, well, I've heard Trevon. So I was like, I got to get it clear because I don't put some respect on the man's name.
Yeah, so. I hear both. So either one is fine. I hear both all the time. My whole life I've been hearing Trevon or Trayvon. It depends.
What's your brother call you?
Trey Day.
Trey Day.
So obviously you've been in DFW, Trevon, for the last 5 months now. What has been the biggest adjustment that you've had, obviously, now being with the Cowboys and your time here in DFW so far?
The biggest adjustment, I would just say, you know, just getting used to the NFL style of play and, you know, just being a pro, honestly. It's a lot of things you got to take upon yourself as far as, like, taking care of your body. And a lot of things off the field you got to do to take care of your body so you come out here the next day and perform. So it's a lot of little things like that, whereas in college, like, you kind of have everything right there in front of you. But here you got to, you know, go find all everything by yourself. But, you know, we have everybody here as well. So, you know, just a lot of great resources that you can use and just, you know, taking care of yourself, honestly. That's the biggest adjustment.
Is the structure of college, like, way more structured then? Because especially Alabama is like a – I mean, that's like an NFL program, right? But is it just the free time here? You just have more free time to, you know, you have to keep on your P's and Q's, whereas in college, I mean, someone's always on you about something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like here you do have a lot of free time. You know, it all depends on, you know, what you're going to do with your free time. You know, you're going to choose to do other things or you're going to do something football related. But, you know, you got to take care of your body. That's the most important thing. You have to take care of your body. And I learned that. So, you know, when I got my free time, you know, I take care of my body. Then I do extra stuff after that. But the most important thing first is take care of your body. And as far as the structure, we're grown. So, you know, we're not kids. So, you know, in college, you know, you got your coaches and you got, you know, people there. But everybody here is, you know, we're grown. We're grown men. So, you know, you got to take care of yourself and, you know, take care of your responsibilities.
Biggest adjustment on the field, is it the speed of the receivers or like the route running precision of the receivers that changes college to pro?
It's the route precision. The routes are way more crispier. It's like it's everything is on point. You know, the ball, the timing, the throws. You could be right on a guy and, you know, the ball be perfect and, you know, you can't get to it. But, you know, I feel like that's one of the big differences. So, you know, I just got to work harder to, you know, be there before or, you know, take that extra little step to be there to, you know, make a play on the ball and things like that. And, you know, I learned that I'm starting to, you know, get a hang of it, starting to, you know, read things faster and quicker and, you know, getting an adjustment on it. But, you know, my first week here was it was different, you know, and I learned that over time as more practices came. You know, I started getting the rhythm of things and, you know, started learning the speed of play and, you know, I started getting used to it. And, you know, now I'm, you know, able to, you know, make some plays.
Dallas Cowboys rookie cornerback Trevon Diggs joining us on 105 Through the Fan. Trevon, how would you describe yourself as a cornerback?
Big, physical, fast, quick. it's kind of like I'm a receiver playing DB, I think, because I can run routes too. And, you know, I'm running routes as a DB, like a receiver. So, you know, when they break down and stuff, I know when to break down and things like that. So, you know, that best describes me. You know, I watch Deion Sanders every day. I watch Patrick Peterson every day. You know, so I'm trying to get my game like this.
I know that you love, jumping in front of routes, trying to get picks, trying to cut, you know, force turnovers. When you're doing that, like, how do you, like, weigh the obvious risk-reward? Like, you know, if you get one, it's awesome. But if you miss, as a corner, you're out on an island. I mean, that could be six real quick.
Exactly.
Like, you can't do it every time, but you want to. Like, how do you weigh that sort of risk-reward?
I'm betting on myself. You know, just decision making, and I feel like when I make that decision, I made it. So, you know, I got to make that play, and if I don't make the decision, you know, I got to be there, you know, making a play on the ball. But if I do choose to make that decision, I'm betting on myself that I'm gonna make that play 9 times out of 10.
Jervon, as you continue to learn the speed of the NFL game and continue to adjust, what are some of the things that you've noticed about the improvements of your game right away that gives you an indication that, hey, I'm gonna be able to adjust to this NFL game and be successful as an NFL corner?
I feel like, you know, just the repetition that I've been getting going against, like, Coop and, you know, MG and guys like that, CD, and just the repetition, they just getting me prepared for, you know, what I'm going to be facing. So, you know, just the repetition and practices and getting those reps with those guys, just, I feel like it helped me out a lot. And, you know, you got NFL quarterback, you got Dak, then you got Andy. You know, he's been in the league for a long time. So just I ask them tips on, you know, things that they see what I'm doing that, you know, that helped them so I can fix it and correct it, you know. So I'm always, you know, trying to learn.
All right, so you're going up against, you know, CD in practice all the time. In college, you went up against, what, Ruggs and Judy. How is he compared to those two? Like, is he wildly different? Is he better? Is he about the same? Like, how do you compare, like, going up against him as those two guys who were also first-round picks in the NFL?
I feel like he's good or better than, you know, the receivers that, you know, we had. But, you know, all of them are really good. But CD is really, really good. Like, if he was at my school, it would have been crazy. You know, it would have been fun because we would have had all these receivers at my school, all these good receivers at my school. But, you know, he's really good. You know, I feel like everything, his speed, his quickness, his routes, his hands, everything. Like, he's a good receiver. And, you know, I see it. You know, I didn't get to face a lot of good receivers when I was in college. You know, I faced them in practice. You know, I always getting work in practice. But, you know, I wish I would have played him when he was at Oklahoma and they played, but, you know, I was injured. But, you know, just him being here now, I can see all the talent he has. He's a real good receiver.
Does he make just jaw-dropping catches sometimes?
Yeah, he attacks the ball real well, high points the ball real well. And, you know, he making some catches. I'd be like, wow.
Last question for you, Jervon. As you continue your NFL career, obviously your brother, one of the better wide receivers, one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. Talk about some of the sibling rivalry and battles that you all had growing up and how that has now translated itself to the NFL.
It's been a little family rivalry, you know, little competition all through, you know, when we was growing up and things like that. We always compete in everything, racing to the trash can, take the trash out, racing back to the house, competition, playing football in the backyard, playing football at cookouts, you know, one-on-ones, just always competition. Everything we do is competition, basketball, you know, working out, and, you know, just pushing each other. And I like that. That made me, you know, be a competitor, see how competitive he is and always wants to compete. So, you know, now it just helped me because, you know, I like to compete now. You know, I always want to compete, and I don't like to lose. So, you know, I'm just competing. And if I lose, you know, I want to keep going. Let's go again. So, you know, just that he built that competitive toughness in himself, and, you know, it wore off on me. So, you know, now I have it. So, you know, I'm excited.
Well, we appreciate the time. Jervon, stay healthy. We appreciate your time joining us on the Sean and RJ Show right here on 105 Through the Fan. Appreciate the time, man.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.